News. The estimated 5 ruby-throated hummingbirds who visit the property known as a Lakeview condominium have disappeared. The visiting birds, it is difficult to get a good count on them, come from the Caribbean area, arriving each year about May 15, staying until mid-September. The small, almost miniature birds can fly in every direction upon the slightest whim, except, I have observed, inverted. There are numerous feeding stations on the property, offering the hummers a sugar-sweet liquid that simulates nectar from flowers but is much easier for them to drink, especially when perched. Breaking news. 5 people disappeared off the coast of Newfoundland near the site of the sunken Titanic, a historical event more than a century past. The 5 persons were last seen getting into a fiberglass contraption that simulated a submarine. Despite its small size, the craft was named Titan. Hubris will come into play here, I am certain. Back to the hummingbirds. The Lakeview condo is within lob wedge distance from the lake, which is coincidentally within the walking distance of many spiders who also enjoy the Lakeview as it brings many flying critters within web range. The residents of the building do not like spiders. It is not a case of arachnophobia, they claim, but disgust at the webs on their windows that, filled with the detritus of dinners past, spoil the view of the lake. There was, however, a plan afoot. The Titan. Who would have believed that 5 seemingly intelligent people, some with perhaps more money than brains as the saying goes, would get inside a fiberglass craft and descend into the depths where we all know from watching Das Boot or The Hunt for Red October there are enormous pressures that can crush a submarine designed to withstand not only water pressure but exploding depth charges, and said persons expected to survive. But dive they did. This would be a newsworthy story that would attract eyes to commercials. The hummingbirds. A new and improved spider spray was available. The product was best applied when the spiders were in their love-making mood, who knew? As it destroyed the eggs as well as the egg depositors. The spray contained noxious chemicals, although the label said it was safe for humans. One might, however, find it best to keep dogs, cats, and wee children indoors during the spraying. Now known as Day 1, the spray would be applied at dawn, the appropriate hour to attack the 8-legged critters. The Titan. The Coast Guard and the armed forces of 2 nations began rushing to the last known location of the Titan, although none had any idea of what they could do to assist the Titan since it was a sealed vessel with about 96 hours of oxygen on board. A breaking news distraction. In the same time frame, a boat, a fishing trawler, although more properly constructed for seaworthiness in its day, foundered with many souls aboard, people not sightseeing, but fleeing their homes for a better future, perishing in the waters off Greece. The boat, with an estimated 400-plus persons aboard, had an engine failure and then capsized as it was just under tow. The refugees, mostly from Pakistan, only briefly made the headlines here in North America. Those images were not going to sell product at the newsbreak. The hummingbirds. The annihilation of an estimated, 576 spiders began at 0800 hours and was completed by 0900 hours. The bodies of the fallen were not given any burial but left to slowly disintegrate in the drying sunshine. The ruby throats did not show for lunch. The Titan. Former USA President Barack Obama, speaking in Turkey, lamented on our lack of perspective. Oh, dear, those poor 5 people and their 96 hours of oxygen. Is there something wrong with our concept of reality when we are more concerned with the news about Titan than the fishing boat overloaded with more than 500 refugees or about missiles raining down in Ukraine? Not to be callous, but in a world of 8 billion people, many of whom are having tough times, we are focused on 5 people whose ill-conceived trip went amok. My words, not of POTUS. Breaking news. Out-of-control wildfires are ravaging our country. In this, our year of wildfires in our forests, we hear of the number of homes lost and the inconceivable number of hectares destroyed. It numbs the mind. Fortunately, we humans are pretty nimble, have good communications, excellent transportation, and can flee and escape the fires. We can return and rebuild. Lost in the news, except for the occasional interview of a grade schooler, is the number of lives and habitat lost for our co-inhabitants in the biosphere area of the fires. The rodents like chippies, squirrels, and beavers that cannot outrun the fires, the young or confused birds, deer and moose that succumb to smoke and heat, butterflies, moths, bees, flies, beetles, frogs, and turtles. Their biosphere, their whole world in some cases, is destroyed with them. The trees, shrubs, and grasses will eventually come back, as will other creatures, but it may take years, longer than the lifespan of those little critters. Fires may be nature's way of renewing or changing the landscape, perhaps for many years. Unfortunately, the change in climate, wind patterns, and pollution may have pushed nature's plan over the edge. The Titan. A CF Argus detects noises but cannot determine if they are from the Titan. Was someone tapping Morse code on the fiberglass walls of the vessel? If only they had used steel, we might have been able to more clearly hear the message they were pinging to us. The hummingbirds. The evening mealtime has passed, but there is no sign of the hummingbirds at my feeder. Other residents of the Lakeview condo report no sightings. Breaking news. The air quality index from the forest fire spikes across Ontario and Quebec, even down into the United States. Events are cancelled. Polluting fireworks deferred. Participation in intensive sports events is cancelled, including my Warriors of Hope races in Montreal. The fires continue to burn. The wrap-up. 5 died in the Titan. More than 300 refugees perished off Greece. We don't even know the final number. Forest fires consume the habitat of people and creatures. 5 hummingbirds die at the Lakeview condo property. The loss of human lives is regrettable, but in a world of 8 billion people, the result is insignificant except to the direct family. The loss of creatures in the northern biosphere due to fires may be significant, only time will tell. But the loss of my 5 hummingbirds is inexcusable. Just saying.